This podcast is intended for mature audiences only. This podcast will contain adult language and subject matter. It is not suitable for all listeners and ages. In no way does this podcast reflect the other contributors of Good Morning Gloucester, Gloucester Podcast, or Homecast. Your personal discretion is advised. Good morning, Gloucester. This is episode 15. Quince. This is a quince. This is a quinceañera. It is 15. That is pretty amazing.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. Awesome. We're getting there. We're past the homie cast. Tonight we have Bridget Ernest.
Hello.
And myself, Alicia Unleashed. Kyle couldn't make it tonight, and we asked a couple of people, but
she on a date?
No date. No, it was, tonight was, she was cooking with Lily.
Oh.
Yeah, it was her cooking night with Lily, her dog.
Okay.
Yeah. So, she likes to prepare her meals for the week.
Mm-hmm.
She's very good like that.
I do that on Sundays.
Yeah.
Well, let's say I start looking at menu options on Saturday, Sundays grocery shopping, and then it just rolls out that way, and
see,
I plan it out.
You guys
week.
Are so good because I don't like leftovers. So to cook something and to reheat it, I won't do it. However, today I went and bought a rotisserie chicken at Market Basket.
Right.
And I cut it up, and it was celery, and I made chicken salad.
Yeah.
Now, I can do that. I can make it a chicken Caesar salad, a chicken salad wrap, or a chicken salad sandwich, or something to that effect, or on top of, you know, I'm trying not to eat out.
Yeah.
I have an obsessive eat out at lunch behavior, and I go to Azorian a lot. Now, when I go to the Azorian, it's not bad. It's the grilled calamari salad, which I'm obsessed with. It's not bad. It's the money.
Right, right.
That's bad.
Yes, of course.
You know, like I could go to any sub shop in town and get a sub, a drink, and a sub, even a sub and a drink for $10. Or a sandwich or something that has carbs or it's not healthy. I could get that for $10.
Right.
Or I go to Azorian and get a legit grilled calamari salad that is such a good portion for $10. So I can never wrap my head around spending that much money.
When I lived in San Francisco, there were times where I had negative 5 cents in my bank account, so peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. And if I was lucky, I'd get the jelly. So it would be peanut butter sandwiches. And it's not like my roommates, like I lived with 5 guys, so they barely ate. I'd be lucky if they had like Little Caesars leftovers, if that was the case. And it took me probably until like 2008 to be like, okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to cook this. And if it's awesome, it's obviously going to be lunch tomorrow. And I do that. And I'm like, I had to force myself to do leftovers. I can't do like turkey, like Thanksgiving. I can't do turkey sandwiches.
I can do Chinese and pizza.
Now, question for you. So you got the rotisserie chicken.
Yeah.
Now, if you broke it all down.
Yeah.
Would you be able to put it in different things throughout the week instead of?
Yeah.
So that's not considered a leftover.
No. That to me, that's not, because I'm more like cooked a meal and then brought little tidbits of a meal. Like tonight I made haddock, spinach, and broccoli.
It smelled amazing.
Thank you.
But
like, for instance, Talia would be like, oh, leftover? Let me put haddock, spinach, and broccoli and bring it to school tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Talia's like leftover queen.
Yeah.
I cannot do it.
Fish is really tough to have the next day, and it should not be. It's not acceptable to eat.
It just depends. If it's a fried thing, then you can just throw that shit in a broiler.
Right, but like the thing is, at your office or at your work, you only have a microwave.
Yeah,
and
it's not the same.
I know some people that bring fish to work, and it's not okay.
I
don't give a crap. It's not
no,
okay.
No, it's especially salmon.
I don't give a shit if you paid $35 for that the night before. Do not bring that to work. You put that on a friggin' bagel in the morning and you eat that at home and brush your teeth.
Now, I have something in mind. At work, and you put stuff in the microwave.
Yeah.
What else smells? You can smell
Brussels sprouts, cauliflower.
No, I was thinking popcorn.
Oh, yeah, well. Yeah.
Everyone can smell microwave popcorn a mile away. And then what do you do? Who has popcorn? You know, I want some.
So we have a small office, and our boss for a while was obsessed with microwave popcorn. We got to the point where we would go to Costco and buy the Skinny Pop popcorn. So it's in its individual bag. It's already portioned out.
Yep.
You know the calories. And they go through that. Like, we have so many granola bars. Like, let me just tell you, these granola bars have been there for a while. And every time it goes to Costco, or if I have to go to Costco, because that's part of my job, I'm like, no more granola bars. We don't need them. But somehow we always run out of chocolate and popcorn. I'm like, no chocolate. Stop.
How do you run out of chocolate? Like,
because everyone, like, it's kind of like a treat where everyone starts eating it right away. And it's kind of like the Pringles logo. Once you pop, you can't stop.
Mm-hmm.
And you see
the Lay's potato chip. Once you have, I bet you can't have just one.
Right?
Hell no, I'll eat a bag.
Oh, God.
Salt and vinegar. Oh, like, yeah.
So my thing with, like, rotisserie chicken is I'll make it with one meal, and then I'll make chicken nachos just to get...
I mean...
You the, just do this random
the things shit. That you can do with rotisserie chicken is endless.
Oh, man.
I can make a buffalo chicken dip. I'll make the buffalo balls from it where I'll fry them.
Right.
I'll do chicken salad. We can just do a chicken Caesar salad. Just throw that. I mean, literally
just
ridiculous.
Just throwing it in a salad green, like salad greens
that,
with like goat
anything.
Cheese.
Like, ridiculous.
You're done for lunch.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I used to be one of those people that hated... Like, would not wrap my head around the concept of leftovers. But when you're starving enough and you're broke enough, you gonna eat that shit over and over again until it's out. I used to make this huge crock pot full of vegetable soup.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just all vegetables and vegetable broth. And I would eat that all week. And
no
there
way.
You'd be
I
lucky.
It.
You'd
I
be lucky
it.
If I threw some orzo in private, like, personal cooked orzo into there.
No.
Just change it up.
I can't. I don't know. Maybe you'd call me a food snob at that point, but I don't know. And I didn't grow up that way.
Yeah.
But we grew up having leftovers. I refused to eat them. I wouldn't do it. And so I starved. I either ate them or I starved. So that was kind of, you know, I have no idea. I don't know. I'm picky when it comes to that, but I have no idea where I got that from.
Like eating out, like even eating out at lunch is expensive. I haven't eaten... like somewhere or like grabbed like a sandwich from near my office in a long time, but it's like, wow, look at all the money I'm saving. But it's like, well, you didn't really have the money to save anyway, so you know.
Yeah, so I have to start doing that. So I did that. Now I have to remember that I made chicken salad.
Yeah,
and come eat it tomorrow because I'll forget. I have a mind like a sieve. So that's that. So last time we spoke, they were going to do a homie cast.
Yes.
And we actually had a podcast before they
did. But ours aired
after. Yeah, it did air after. Let's get it straight, people. You know, Joey will tell you that this is an operation. Not only do we have to go through and record it, then we have to download it from one place to the next. We have to make it an MP3. Then we have to download it and it goes into another place. Then you have to do show notes, which means you have to listen to your ass all over again and write your show notes. Then if you have links, when we talk about places like Cape Ann Animal Aid, Common Crow, Treetop, Cape Ann Yoga, all sorts of things, which are, you know, recurring things that we talk about. And then when you upload it to the blog, you have another download. So it's a good, oh, I don't know, extra hour and a half. After we're done taping, putting it together. So I'm usually have a really good buzz on after that because I've been drinking wine the whole time. And I just want to go to bed. Let's face it. I don't know how Joey does it, but most of the time, he has that shit uploaded before the next morning.
He's probably got a memory, though, that like he could just instantly just like jot it all down on a note without even going back.
If you think about it, he's like on podcast like 1,576.
So he's been at,
so
around
he's
the
just,
block on this.
Exactly.
This is not his first rodeo.
Exactly. So did you have like, so I listened to, okay. So homiecast, sometimes a little hard for me to listen.
I can't imagine why.
I just, because, well, the guys are loud. They call me loud. Everyone else is loud. The guys are loud.
I have
one.
To keep the volume down.
they, like, tonight I'm keeping volume down, mm-hmm. which is why I probably have my, you know, sexy voice on, and I sound like this, because I'm actually trying.
It is very sexy.
Yeah, sultry yeah. tonight, right?
Yes.
Totally.
Very, totally, like, almost Kathleen Turner, like, kind of.
Yeah, totally, yeah. like, keeping it down, right? So, and they talk over each other, and it's just kind of crazy. But then, you know, they talk about the same subject for, like, 40 minutes. So that's also difficult. But this one, you know, turned a few corners and kept it interesting. So my favorite part of that homie cast was when they talked about side boob cleavage.
Oh yeah, about that, Sierra.
That was actually yeah. my that was actually my that that how funny is that? That was actually my
so,
favorite part.
So were you talking about like what was your favorite part about it? Like that they were talking about which one they prefer?
That or? Too. And then it was interesting to hear because
they didn't know her name. They didn't know it's Russell Wilson's fiance. Come on, football boys. Come on.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting because I never thought of that myself. Because as women, we always know that there's an underboob, there's a side boob, there's cleavage. Right. Hello, we know that. It's common knowledge. But for them to actually analyze it, I thought was pretty funny to be like, oh, yeah, because why? I'm not a guy. And I don't really care. And I don't have a preference right. either way.
Mm-hmm.
But the funny thing about underboob is
the t-shirt they were referencing the okay. t-shirt.
However, this is my thing about underboob.
Okay,
if your boobs are fake, okay, yeah,
right?
Because if they're not,
yeah, and if they look and if they look like
there's
mine,
no crevice then there is there. No under.
But there's no cave under.
But
there.
If they're fake or they're you know they're lifted up.
Yeah.
Or you haven't had children yet, or you're just small, I guess.
Why are you looking at... Oh, wait, I'm the only one here.
So if you haven't had children, and you are just small...
Score for me.
Or
you... Keep going. I have a date this weekend. Tell me what I'm supposed to wear.
Or they're fake.
Oh, well.
So those three things would say okay to an underboob. Other than that... Side and cleavage are the same thing. Could be the same thing because if you have cleavage and it's gonna, you know, hang in that V.
Yeah.
And then that's what you want in the side boob is a V.
Yeah, that's
right?
true.
Right?
Yeah, right.
For instance,
but you don't want too much side boob.
Who has the best side boob in V ever? J Lo. Jennifer Lopez is the most stunning human being on the face of this planet.
She's like,
not only is she that, but she had twins. She's like, she rocks it. And she's...
I give her props for sleeping with Skeletor for that long of time. Holy shit. Have you seen Mark Anthony? He looks
ew.
Like... You look.
No.
Nah.
Oh, thank you.
He's like bag of bones.
No, thank you. So, that's my take on the homie cast as the boob talk.
Mine was actually surprisingly, like, you know... Of course, they talk about the food, and Joey's meat did look phenomenal. Sorry, Kate.
Joey has the best meat.
Joey has the greatest meat. Like, I just drool every time I see his meat.
No, but really, Joey knows his meat.
He does. I mean, his Instagram rolls up, and it could be 5 o'clock in the morning, and I'm on a treadmill. I'm like, oh, I'm fucking hungry. Oh, my God.
I love Joey's meat.
Joey's meat. Rocks. But I actually thought it was fascinating when they started talking about Saturday Night Live and how Joey's like, I don't know a fucking single person on here. And it's true because I've watched Saturday Night Live since I was a child.
Mm-hmm.
There's only like a few people that I know on there right. now. And all these other featured players. And I'm like, what the hell? And they went back and talked about like the history with like Bill Murray and stuff. And I was like, well, this is a pleasant surprise.
Yeah.
They
weren't talking about grills for 40 minutes.
They weren't. They did obviously talk about football because we are in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Thank God, Julian Edelman. Thank God you're back. So it was kind of interesting. You know, I listened to the whole thing. Congratulations on finally getting to the Grundle Boys. I was like, I even said to myself, I'm like, wow, they just said that. Huh.
Wow. They're actually interesting and going from topic to topic.
Well, you know, Joey knows how to, like, bring them.
Yeah, because he's a pro.
He
already went over this. Joey's a pro.
And he's got great meat.
And Joey's a pro, and his meat is fantastic.
Yes.
No one can beat Joey's meat.
No. Maybe Kate. Kate. Kate can do it.
All right, moving on. This is the next subject.
Boss man's going to be so mad at us tomorrow.
It won't even be tomorrow. By the time I air this, it's going to be like 2 days from now.
Yeah. Is it going to be in Mexico the next day?
Let's hope so. We're going to air it in Mexico first.
So,
speaking of Joey, you got to meet him.
I did. I finally got to meet. So, back in early December, you challenged me to go to a bar by myself. And I didn't go to Stone's, but I ended up going somewhere and waiting for a friend for like 45 minutes by myself, which was intense. But once it was done, I was like, I did it. And then I got to meet, the number one Gloucester person I wanted to meet. His name is John.
Yeah.
He lives probably on Mount Vernon or something like that. I got to meet him because my dog has a light up leash at night so that I can see her and the cars can see us. Because as they drive by our friggin' road like it's a Grand Prix, and he happened to stop and talk to me about my leash. And then I got to meet Joey 2 days later.
Wow.
And then
you had so much done in like that one week.
Not only did I get to meet Joey, well, I actually was on the Gloucester podcast, and that's how I got to meet him, because I didn't meet him at the Christmas party because my anxiety.
You ghosted.
I totally ghosted. Totally I went in.
Twice.
I sat there
watch this once.
I sat there for 10 minutes. I was like, okay, nothing. And then I went home, you told me that you were there, I got dressed and went right back out, and Joey had just walked past me, and I didn't know. So
it's alright, but you got to meet him.
I did.
So you got to do the things that you didn't think you were going to do, mm-hmm. and meet the people you didn't think you were going to meet. Was it life-changing?
I mean, you know, I'm ready to meet Kate. She's my two.
Oh, really?
She's my cluster too.
She is one of the most lovely people, honestly.
You say that, and I'm really excited. Like, every story you have, I'm like, I really need to meet this girl.
She's so nice, and she's down to earth, and really, she's a genuine person.
If she can sit there and spit rhyme, like, a lot, like you said she can, then I definitely want to meet her.
Oh, yeah.
Totally want to meet her.
Yeah, totally. So, football game.
Yes.
We watched it together on Saturday.
We did.
On the edge of our seats sometime, but we did.
Oh, man. I
watched
Jesus Christ. You just scared Bridget. Tyler just literally kind of came out of nowhere once we started talking about football. And Bridget just jumped out of her chair.
I thought he was upstairs.
Oh, no. He's upstairs. What you always should know is Tyler is always listening.
Oh,
come here, Tyler.
God.
Tyler, did you watch that game?
Yeah.
Wait, weren't you at the Rockathon?
Yeah.
And you were watching it?
Yeah.
So how'd you like it?
Good, but me and my friend Farley, we don't like the Patriots. So
oh, yeah.
So we're rooting for the Chiefs.
Oh, yeah. Well, guess what? Come here.
We're yelling at the calls.
Well, now that we made it, so now we're, you know. Yeah. So what about if you are...
Seahawks aren't even going to win, but Panthers are going to win the whole thing.
So Seahawks are out? Tyler, stop walking away. Come give me a rundown. Are the Seahawks out?
Yep.
And now who's... And seriously, you... let's talk about this for a second.
Well, I'm playing a game. I'll just sit right here.
We can't because the microphone can't hear you. So
talk about with me.
All right, never mind. We're all done talking to you. Because the microphone can't hear you if you're all the way over there. See, he put it on.
Yeah.
All right. So Tyler's football rundown.
Yeah.
Seahawks are out.
Nope.
Who is in? Who's playing besides the Patriots?
Cardinals, Panthers, Patriots, and
Broncos.
That's it. That's all.
Okay.
That's the only team.
This is the big one.
Okay. So do you understand do you understand between Patriots and Broncos?
Yep.
Why? Who's on the Broncos that we need to worry about?
Probably the running back.
Okay.
Or Peyton Manning.
All right, Tyler. Go play your game. Are you playing football right now?
What?
Are you playing football?
I'm playing Call of Duty.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's Tyler's short rundown on that. But anyway, so on Sunday, I can guarantee this will air before Sunday.
Yeah.
So at least on Sunday, 3:05... I have to work, but I probably will be out around then or at 4, which means I'm still going to catch at least half of it. However, we are in Denver, which is cool because we're supposed to get a snowstorm.
Yeah, but...
What's the deal on that? Do you know?
Denver? What, the snowstorm or Denver?
Well, we already know about Denver. Ugh. I saw a meme on the New England Patriots eye candy.
Yeah.
Where it says, who was the player? He goes, we're coming to Denver. We're smoking all your weed.
It's Chandler Jones.
Yes.
Chandler Jones. And I actually saw that last night and I told someone, I was like, hide your wife, hide your spice. Because that boy just didn't know how to rock the spice. But, you know, spice is not something to fuck with. Play with. Sorry. It's not.
So we brought a swear jar back because when we did podcast number Periscope, the one that went totally awry, we left the
jar
at Kyle's and we never got it back.
And she can't seem to figure it.
It's somewhere. It's somewhere.
It disappeared, yeah.
Yeah. It's somewhere over there because I have no idea. I mean, I should probably look around this house. I don't know how anyone can be missing a humongous jar.
Right.
But I really, we probably had a lot of quarters in there. We should probably just cash it in and give it to the Cape Town Animal
Aid. I mean, I myself, like, owed money. And I think when we were at it, it was like, what, $11 or something like that?
We need to just cash it in and give some money to the Animal Aid.
Yeah, I'm down. There's been plenty of podcasts without the jar that I feel like $25 is deserving to the Cape Ann Rescue Animal Aid.
Yeah, absolutely. So, do we have any plans for the games this Sunday?
No plans. No one wants to watch football with me. I get so worked up. And
we do, Bridget.
What'd you say, Tyler?
We do, Bridget.
We do, Bridget. Aww. Tyler says we do. Thanks, we want to watch with you.
No, you scared the shit out of me. You don't do that to old people. I'm 34 now. You don't do that.
I know.
Can have a heart attack at any minute. Seriously, he freaking just ninja'd, like, came out of nowhere.
I know, your reaction.
Just heard this, like, this voice.
Too bad we didn't periscope that.
Oh, my God.
You just jumped a mile out of your seat. So then Tyler's inviting you over here. I mean, I have to work.
That'd be weird.
Here's the thing. I have to work.
Yeah.
But if we have such a major snowstorm, like we're supposed to get, I probably won't have to.
Yeah.
Then, which means I need to stock up on food before so we can
bread have and
food.
Bread and milk! Get your bread and milk!
What is the thing?
the snowstorms and bread and milk?
There actually is a thing, wasn't there? Like back in the
Depression. Yeah, there was a comedian that does it, and everyone seems to be playing it over and over again. It's like this thing is like 4 years old, and everyone keeps reposting it like it's brand new. I was like, oh, he's got a new one? And I'm like, oh, no, still the same old one. I hate the snow. I hate it so much. It's already stressing
not
me
even
out.
Not even a good snowstorm?
It already stressing me out because
you have to shovel.
I have I had back surgery a year ago this month. My mom has conditions that pretty much renders her hard to breathe from walking from like your living room to the kitchen would like keel her over if it was that bad. So I have to shovel and I hate shoveling. And we just don't have people that, you know, or there's no neighborhood kids anymore that'll come over and be like, hey, do you need shoveling or check on your elders? You know, so I try to shovel, but the last thing I want to do is go through another back surgery because I know what it feels like to not be able to put on socks. And it's the most horrifying experience. Like, simple thing of putting on socks should not take 15 minutes.
Right.
I mean, it took me 15 minutes tonight because I was wearing a winter jacket, a fleece, a tank top, and like 14 other layers. And I was trying to bend over to put on socks, but that's beside the point. But, you know, so I have to just take my time. And the plows are just...
You live on a corner.
I do. And I live on the shittiest corner.
So the plow... You do. Because last year when it was so bad, I could barely see your house.
Right.
They had to plow up against your house.
They had the National Guard.
Yeah, they did have the National Guard come
so
in.
So what happened was people on the street decide when they shovel, they're going to throw it on our sidewalk.
Right.
Or near our driveway instead of like putting it on their sides.
Right.
They walk it over and dump it on our side.
And
so what was happening was... The snow was pretty much making like a cave and a little cave opening that it got so bad and so dangerous that like I'd have to pray right before I pull out my vehicle to drive in the morning, because people do not stop at that corner and they just fly by.
Well, how about this?
When I come
out of my driveway,
mm-hmm.
if I slide, I'm going into your house. Because my driveway,
yeah.
when I come out of my driveway, your house is in front of me.
I mean, we have that guardrail.
We have a guardrail, so of
but
course.
The guardrail's broken, and it's been broken for like 15 years, because actually it's been, probably been longer than that, because I, even as a teenager, I lived nearby my grandparents.
You know we have ward counselors that help take care of those things, right?
No.
We do.
We should talk about that.
We should, because we have amazing ward counselors, mm-hmm. And in your particular ward, because I think I'm, am I ward two? Am I ward? No, I'm
you
ward two.
You gotta be ward two.
I am ward two.
I'm ward two.
I just had a senior moment, because I just went to my mother's house, and my mother's house is down the street from us, and she's ward one.
Okay.
I said, obviously, I know Melissa Cox, my ward counselor. Okay, love you, Melissa. Obviously, we know this.
Oh, I totally
Melissa
voted
Cox
for you. Sorry,
is, is an amazing ward counselor. So yeah. if there is a safety concern, and if you do see something in your ward that you feel needs addressed, she will physically come to your house, check it out, and put in like and make sure.
So last year, what happened was I actually called the police station when it got so bad in front of my driveway.
It was bad
because the plows didn't know where the sidewalk was. They wouldn't plow it, and they refused. We would pull them over. Neighbors would pull them over. They would refuse to plow it. So it got to the point where I called the police station and I said, listen, if there's an emergency vehicle that needs to get up this street,
nope.
which because
there was no
because,
way there was a
let's
fire
just
truck
face
that
it,
was getting
every
up
night
there.
There's an emergency vehicle going up that street for some random reason. I turned around and they're like, well, we'll have someone come check it out. Saw a police officer drive by, didn't do anything. 2 hours later, fire truck got stuck.
Yep.
In that corner. Yep. Guess what? 3 hours later, there was a bulldozer out there clearing that road.
Yep, I remember that.
And, I mean, there was people... I mean, I have friends out west that are dying. They're like, where's the snow photos, Bridget? And I'm like, no. Uh-uh. No, I'm not.
It was so piled up against your house. You could have jumped out the window.
My dog escaped. Like, we used to let her just run around in the yard. One day I was cleaning my car. She literally just walked by me on the street. I was like, what's up, lady? I was like, where the fuck did you come from? The snowbanks were so over the fence that she just
right,
got
she could just
down.
Do it. Yeah. I remember. Yeah.
Oh, yep. I hate everything about snow. Obviously I didn't win the Powerball because,
yeah, I didn't.
Snow's
either.
Coming.
Yeah. No, why? If you won the Powerball, there would
I'd already be out. Like, oh, I got lawyers that take care of this shit. Like, I'm out. Bye.
See ya.
I go live on a fucking airplane.
See ya.
Never
While we
down.
Were watching the football game, we came across some...
website?
A movie.
Oh,
no,
yes,
we came across
the movie.
The movie. And when I saw... Okay, first of all, I am not a movie person. I am not even a superhero person. So when it comes to all those Supermans, Batmans, Lois and Clark, like all that stuff, I'm kind of not into it. Mm. However, this came across
this
and
makes
it
me laugh so hard.
Strike my fancy a little bit just because it's Batman versus Superman.
Uh-huh.
However, Ben Affleck as
Batman.
Yeah. That's weird.
Well, it's just as weird as Val Kilmer or Christian Bale as Batman.
Yeah, that's true.
So, but
you
the
know,
thing
who
is...
Wait, who was the best Batman ever?
Michael Keaton.
Michael
I feel
Keaton.
Like, though, I was thinking about this on the way over because I knew that this might be a conversation that you would have. Because you were like, wait,
I was
who's Batman? Ben Affleck is Batman?
I was totally bored and I don't even watch
I feel
that
like...
Stuff.
All of them were in their prime. Like, Michael Keaton was the guy back in the 80s. So he could be Batman. George Clooney could totally see it. Val Kilmer, okay, he was getting a little weird. He was getting a little doughy.
He's a little weird. And it just
well,
looks
now,
a little,
yes.
A
but
weird.
Back in the day, Val Kilmer was like
right, he
Iceman.
Wasn't. Right, yeah.
Oh, God, Top Gun. But Christian Bale makes no sense to me. And also his voice. And I have tons of friends. I worked at Comic-Con. I understand all these superheroes. I just don't understand the casting. I don't. Like, Henry Cavill, I saw Man of Steel and I wanted to blow my brains out. I'm like, he needs to be shirtless more. I'm like, crying out loud, like, Tom Brady shirtless more than him. Like, what is this? This is ridiculous. I didn't
pay. So who do you think should have played Batman in this one then? Ugh. I know, right? So we do this. We say this. We say that Ben Affleck is not going to probably, you know,
I think there could have been picture, so but many other. Like,
who?
Well, the thing is, like, you can't have anyone that's already one of the Avengers, like Chris Evans or Robert Downey Jr. No. Or any of them.
Dude, be... Robert Downey Jr. would not make it as Batman either.
He's amazing as Tony Stark.
I could never see him as Batman.
Well, the thing is, he's a playboy and he's a billionaire, so that's what he's got in Iron Man.
No, I think that Michael Keaton did such an amazing job that I would just compare them to Michael Keaton. No, they can't. But I'm saying, who would be better than Michael Keaton?
I mean, that's why they kept reinventing Batman. Like, that's the thing. And you put me on the spot because now I got to sit here and think about it. And I'm gonna literally think about it all night. I'm not going to sleep tonight. And I'm going to text you at 5:05 in the morning and be like, this fucking guy.
Oh, thank God I put my phone on silent when I go to sleep so I can actually sleep because I'm awakened easily.
I just still don't understand Ben Affleck. But as long as he doesn't do the goofy-ass voice that Christian Bale did in the other Batmans, we should be fine. There's so many different levels of Batman, too, because there's Arkham Asylum.
Is someone
going to
play the Joker?
No, because they already had Heath Ledger. So I think Jesse Eisenberg is the Riddler.
They're going to have the Riddler.
They're going to bring the Riddler up. Or is he Lex Luthor? I think he's Lex Luthor.
Oh, okay.
I think they're starting all over again.
Are they really?
They keep reinventing it. I feel like kids, like Tyler's age and stuff, are going to grow up and be like, why did they make so many of these? I don't understand. Like,
right.
Why is he this one in this movie and this one in that movie?
I actually would like to see this, and that's very different for me because there's no reason.
It is very different for you.
It is very different for me. I'm trying to break out of my shell these days and trying to do things that are different.
Yeah.
Trying to...
Well, don't go see The Revenant. I saw that for you, so don't go see that.
Oh, good.
The Bear should get the Oscar, not Leo, but that's beside the point.
So you have a first, like when you walk up to, you have a porch and then you pretty much have a first floor thing. So you don't live in an apartment or anything like that.
No.
So like when I walk up, I have to walk up like a steep set of stairs just to get to my kitchen.
Yeah.
So you had brought this up. Why do we as people feel the need to try to take every single bag in our hand?
Oh my God.
And why can't we do more than one trip for groceries?
Well, my immediate answer for this current state is because it's too fucking cold. and I don't want to go back outside. I feel like there are some times where you're overconfident, where you're like, oh, well, there's not that many, or it's not that heavy. It's just a gallon of milk or almond milk and eggs and meat and bread. And because, you know, you got to get your bread and milk. And you're like, oh, yeah, I can do this all in one hand. And then you're like, can't shut the trunk. You can't shut the gate. You can't open the door. I have no idea why that happens. Because it happens to me at work where I have to fulfill orders. And instead of making three trips, I try to pile it taller than me and try to carry it out. On top of that, I also have to go to the bathroom. So it's like, oh, instead of going to the bathroom, let me try and do this before I go do that. Like, it's super weird.
So it's really funny because if you have just bags, then it, you know, at the end of the day, it could be possible.
Yeah.
But throw in a gallon of milk or a gallon of water or a 12-pack of water or something like that, you can't possibly do it.
Yeah.
So you can either tag team it, like if I have a gallon of water and a gallon of milk or something big, I will take that, and for some god-awful reason, Chris is convinced he can get every single bag.
And it's funny because I would love to say it's like, because dudes are like, oh, I can get all of it.
No,
it's
every time, every bag.
I do the same thing. I do that with shopping, like, this is, like, I've got stuff that's in the trunk of my car, and I'm like, oh, I'll get that later. Like, even tonight, I had my work bag, I had my lunch bag, I had my gym shoes, I had my snow boots, And I'm like, and I had my water bottle. And I'm like, oh, I can carry this all
human nature, I think.
Yeah.
It's like, so weird to have that mentality. Because you don't want to go back outside, even though I do have to go outside because I got to walk my dog. And I'm like, enough of nothing. Bridget, your car to your porch is five feet.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the worst part.
But the worst part is that for my mother, that is like a football field length. Like,
so you're lucky that you have it.
Her condition, yeah, her condition, it literally, she has to go into the kitchen, which is, you know, within seven feet of the trunk of her car.
Right.
And it could take her like 30 minutes to recover.
Right, right.
Whereas I could run back and forth. And I mean, my Fitbit really appreciates that.
Yeah.
My fat girl points really appreciate that, you know. But, yeah, I don't want to go back outside. It's too fucking cold. Yeah, if it's raining, oh my God, forget it.
Oh,
you know what?
It's raining.
Those
nobody
eggs can
wants
stay
to
outside. Actually, according to Kyle, no, those eggs shouldn't stay outside. we miss you, Kyle.
Kyle, we miss you.
Yeah, I don't know why that is the case, but I see people do that all the time. Like, even, like, at my work, when the Costco run happens, try to grab everything at once.
Yeah, it's so, just like, human nature.
I think it's the speed, like, just getting it all done and getting it over with.
Yeah, because we're instant gratification people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like waiting for things. I'm impatient, and yes. I like instant gratification.
Absolutely.
It's another thing I'm learning about myself.
Just got to be more patient.
I'm learning to be more patient.
Oh, how's that going?
It's day two. I'm in day two. I probably have more months to go.
Well, props to you because I am an impatient.
Oh, Tyler's looking at... Tyler feels like he has a need to say something once I said I'm impatient.
When you're impatient, you have to find something else to do. Besides something.
You're right. I have to keep my mind occupied.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tyler's got a freaking nail on the head tonight. Look at that, Tyler. You're so wise. You take after your mother.
So you know he's going to talk to the video screen.
Speaking of, can you, can you take a compliment?
No.
No, I can't either.
You know what?
If someone... What is that? Why?
No, you know what it is? Is when they're like, oh, you're very, or you're gorgeous, and that's the least interesting thing about you. I'm like, what's your angle? What are you trying to get at? Like, what are you trying to get at? Like,
yeah.
Why are you saying that to me?
I don't go that way. I just can't.
Oh, I do. Totally suspicious.
I'm not suspicious. I just can't. Take it. Like, I can say thank you, but I can't look at that person, like, in the face. Like, today, I have my one of my friends that I work with, very, very kind soul, and she's like, Alicia, she's like, you know that you are a kind person, and you are smart, and you're pretty, and, you know, and I'm just like, thank you. Thank you.
Because you don't
like,
know what don't to know. Say like, back, and you don't want to compliment them back if you don't. My thing is if.
But
if,
but it was it's like, you know what I mean? Like, it's almost, you know, it's like just as, I don't know, as human, it's like we want to say it, you know, because I don't ever want to sound insincere. So if it's not insincere, I won't say anything back. But for me, like, to be able to say things, you know, to hear things, I'm like, thank you. And it's hard for me. I guess it's hard for me to process that.
My thing is, like, when they say, you know, like, or they say something or they comment on something for me, like, not, like, necklace, but of me, just like, thanks. You're pretty cool, too. Like, I try not to say that stuff. But I feel also guilty. It's like, oh, my God, should I have said something?
Right.
You know, should I have complimented them back? Like, you know, someone being like, hey, beautiful. I'm not going to be like, hey, handsome. I'm not going to do that. Like, because I don't...
But it's not sincere. When it's sincere, it's different.
No. And the thing is, like, there have been some moments in the recent few days or weeks where there's been some compliments that I know are genuine. And I'm like, thank you.
Yeah.
And I just don't know where to go with that.
Talia just entered the room by accident. But Talia, come here. Can you take a compliment? So if someone said to you, like, Talia, you know what? You are a very smart and genuine person.
Like, I know. Flip my hair.
No, you're lying. You're not like that.
I'd be like, Thanks.
Thanks. Is it awkward?
No.
Is it awkward to take a compliment?
No.
So you're confident in your compliments?
Yeah, because if they like me, then I'm like, ooh.
And she clips her hair again.
If people compliment me, it's probably stuff I already know.
Spoken like her
mother.
I
feel like that's the thing, is like when they compliment me, I don't believe in it myself, maybe, and that's probably my insecurities that I'm single. And that's why I'm like, thank you, I don't believe you at all.
So speaking of compliments that you probably wouldn't give, but you made a really good point that you had said, were you going to a funeral? Were you driving by one?
I was driving by a wake. But I've attended a few funerals recently.
And we live next to a church.
We do.
So we see a lot of funerals.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did she live right next to us?
Yeah, she lives right at the bottom of the hill, dude.
What?
Yeah, that's Tyler chiming in again. Okay, Bridget.
So anyway. Yeah, so, you know, when I drive by, you know, obviously you see the cars lined up, you see people walking in. And there are people wearing jeans and, like, a Harvard sweatshirt or a Patriots sweatshirt. I know growing up, anytime I had to go to a wake or a funeral for my, like, family's whoever or my friends, I would wear black. Or I'd try to wear black as much as possible.
Or dress up.
Or dress up as not a sign of mourning.
Not necessarily even have to. Right, exactly. Right. Black is a sign of mourning, but, you
but
know.
Being but being respectful. In general, respectful.
Dress up.
Yeah. And I've seen people wearing, like, cargo shorts and sandals during the summer. And, like, I'm very confused by that. I'm like, when did we get the okay to wear whatever the F we want?
Yeah, to that I know kind you had thing. Said that. You had said, what do you wear even when you weddings. Go to a funeral?
Even some people at weddings, they don't dress up. And I'm like, I'm very confused by this.
Yeah, that's
When did we get the okay for that?
It's not. And where did society think that it was okay? Is this it's disrespectful, I think.
No, I'm wondering if it's society or if it just happens to be this town that I've seen it in. I don't know. Because, I mean, as much as Oakland was hustle and bustle, let's just say I never was near those funeral areas.
Yeah.
They keep those.
I don't know. I don't understand. I don't know. But I understand what you're saying. I've seen it. You know, obviously the exception, people coming from work.
Right.
The construction site or, you know, in their line of work, obviously. But there are people, clearly, that you can tell are just not making the effort. Like, I would actually go home and change and then go or wear something dressy to work that I was going to. Right. So, yeah, I don't know. But I know what you're saying. I mean, I don't know why.
It's just, it's confusing. It was confusing me every time I see it. I feel like it's the first time I've seen it. I'm like, why am I shocked by this still? I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't know. Speaking of the dead.
Yeah.
Do you think, you really think that Tupac, Biggie, and Elvis are alive?
I don't know about Elvis. Elvis would be hella old by this point. I am not convinced that Tupac and Biggie are dead. I am not.
And what's your theory?
Even though I've read their autopsies reports, because I'm weird. You know, I think their theory is, like, they're on a remote island just chilling. Like, just, you know, and as much as they, you know, it sucks to leave behind, like, you know, P. Diddy and your family and your kids and your money, you know, you want it out of that life and you just bounce.
Well, it's because, you know, they had so many tracks and they were, and then people were releasing them years and years and years after they were dead. So, and you said that they still sound
their rhymes are still relevant. Like, I was listening to Tupac today and I was listening to Keep Your Head Up. And if you listen to the actual words that he's saying through the whole thing, you're like, how is no one paying attention to this? And I always wonder too, if he wasn't dead and he was still alive, which he is, like I said, the aliens might have taken him. I don't know. It could be a prophet. would he be as famous as he was when he died? You know?
I think so. You know who was a great person to talk to this about, to talk about this with?
Kate.
Craig Kimberly.
I've heard his name on the Homie Cast a bunch of times.
Yes. He would he would be an awesome person to have this discussion
with. I am down. Like,
you know what we should do? We should hold this discussion and see what he thinks on episode 20 when we do ours together. And anytime you talk about some
and old it doesn't school have to be about Tupac
music,
and Biggie.
No, anytime you talk about old school rap music, Kate and Craig, that'd be awesome okay, conversation.
So when are we having our 90s off? Like, we need to arrange
oh,
those
yeah,
two.
Oh, yeah, we do need a 90s off.
We need to arrange those two because my list is getting big.
Yeah, we do. We need a 90s off for sure.
But it's not just about, like, Tupac and Biggie. It's about a bunch of, like, Kurt Cobain, Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix. If they were still around today, if they didn't die at the age of 27, like, would they still be as...
I think so.
...legendary as I they were so. When they died?
I do. I think so.
I see. I just don't know. Like, I don't know if, you know, I mean, even though, you know, Biggie and Tupac died of violence, you know, how long would it take, you know, if they were still alive? Like, how long would it be? It couldn't have been very long after for them to pass, you know, that kind of thing. And I always wonder about that. And, like, celebrities that die too early is, like,
Aaliyah?
Yeah. How would she be today? Would she just be...
Aaliyah would be killing it just like, you know...
I miss Aaliyah so much.
Yeah. Would she be killing it like, you know... Whitney Houston did, even though Whitney Houston died in her 40s, but Aaliyah would have been like, who's the other one? Like Ciara or a couple others. Like,
but like she would be making like comebacks, like Missy.
Like Alicia Keys. Like, oh, Missy. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
You know, like even Left Eye, if Left Eye was still around, you know.
Oh my God, are you kidding?
How would TLC be? I mean, besides they're in a whole lot of shit right now because they're in trouble, but.
Who is TLC?
Yeah.
Why?
Because they had gone on a Kickstarter to have people put money in towards a Kickstarter or GoFundMe to get them a new album. And that was long, over a year and a half ago, and there's still no album. And they haven't heard from them. Nothing. No information about them recording. Nothing. Huh.
Interesting. I didn't even know that. Mm-hmm. So I think this is a good stopping point.
So.
It's about, you know, 46 minutes or so. I think that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Actually, I have a, now that we were talking about, you know, the dead and and songs.
We talked about the dead in the long
time. Yeah, we did. We talked about,
you Julian know, Edelman's back. He's delicious.
And he's not dead.
And Gronk is gorgeous from the chin down.
Even though half of me is dead right now, but that's okay.
No.
only half of me is dead. That's it. Just only half of me. So I'm going to play this song, which is in memory of Paul Walker.
Oh.
Yeah, because we're talking about the dead.
Well,
all right. All right, guys. We are out from Good Morning Gloucester. Alicia Unleashed. Peace out. Bitches.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you.